Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thank you very much, Brian. A reminder that Dr. David Coleman, our parenting expert, will be here later. He'll be answering all your questions about parenting and how to deal with the issues affecting your children. So if you have any questions for David, our number is 51551 for text messages or email us todaycb@rte.ie. Now, Irish people are close to the top of the list globally in cocaine use. This is according to a new UN report, which puts us in joint fourth place, the same as the US and Austria. Only Spain, the Netherlands and Australia are ahead of us. The report also points to concerns about the violence and intimidation that go along with dealing with this at a community level. Colin O'Gara, head of addiction services at St John of God Hospital and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD, is on the line. Colin, thanks very much for taking our call this morning. I assume this is not going to be news to you, really.
Good morning, Claire. No, it isn't. I suppose what it does is it reflects what we've seen and heard from our patients for many years, particularly about the huge availability of cocaine. And generally, clinical problems follow when the availability of a drug goes up. You tend to get increased end harm. So you see that with alcohol, in particular nations, and end results like liver cirrhosis rates. But in terms of cocaine, all of our clinical presentations would suggest that, you know, it is going up. And there's different cohorts to that. There's young men taking cocaine in the context of a pub to drink more. And, that's after several pints. Men will be taking cocaine just to freshen up, which is a terrible way to look at it, but that's exactly what they're doing. And then you've other cohorts, maybe of young women or gym going men who would be taking cocaine because they don't want to be drinking alcohol. It's not just a young person's issue, Claire, as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of dealing with people who've never taken drugs before in their lives, and particularly in adolescence or as young adults, and then start taking cocaine in their 40s or 50s. And I have patients in their 60s taking cocaine and have, potentially a lot of difficulties that go with that in terms of medical problems.
I'm just so surprised to hear that somebody in their 60s would start taking cocaine at that point in their lives. Is that what's happening? And if so, why?
Yeah, so if you look at, I'm not keen not to be pointing the finger at any particular sector, but I mean, because the data suggests that it is across all sectors, and all professions. But if you took, for instance, somebody in the hospitality sector, somebody in a particular profession, once you're out and about, what we're being told is that cocaine is now so readily available, it is normalized to a certain extent. And I mean, it's not short of, we're not seeing people, well, in some circumstances people are telling us that they're openly using, but I mean, it's all the while, it's the thin edge of the wedge in terms of usage is becoming more and more common, more normalized.
So it's acceptable. It's acceptable now.
Well, I struggle with the concept that I just can't get my head around how it's acceptable. I get that point. I mean, certainly if there's a lot of drink taken and there's somebody taking cocaine, I think 10 or 20 years ago, people would be saying, but now it's becoming more normalized. And again, it all comes back to this availability piece, that there's just so much of it out there. And it's not just an urban issue, Claire. We've seen that you would think that, it's a party drug, it's associated with urban centers, but not the case. I mean, there's been a lot of focus on farming communities, the GAA, and there's not a town, certain towns are affected, and that's what people are telling us, more so than others, but really there's no place now in the country that isn't affected by high levels of cocaine.
And does it indicate that, I know some people are really struggling financially, but the last time there was a massive drop in cocaine use was just at the point of time when the crash happened in 2008. So if we're seeing this now, this increase, does that tell us that people have a bit of spare cash, or has the price come down?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Post the last crash, you know, 08 onwards, cocaine almost just, it just fell off the edge of a cliff. It disappeared. So in terms of clinical work, from what we were doing, we saw the emergence of other probably more harmful drugs like methadone and methadrone. These were the head shop drugs and amphetamines and, you know, lots of drugs that can cause, like, now cocaine is a very dangerous drug. There's no doubt about that. It causes, in every age group, it causes serious cardiac arrhythmias and possibly strokes. If you see young people now attending stroke units in their 20s and 30s, it's the horrific effects. But, you know, as it, certainly it's something clear that we see, you know, the devastating effects following the economy. So, you know, if the economy went down with the deep recession, we saw the emergency of these drugs. Then in 2014, as the economy improved, we saw quite an increase of cocaine to the point now where it is extremely available. The issue of price and whether it's going down is a very interesting point. I mean, it tends not to have gone down according to our patients, that the price still remains as it was many years ago. There doesn't seem to be that dynamic going on. But yeah, again, a lot of our patients are buying cocaine in bulk, so they are getting deals on cocaine. But this report today focuses on a lot of, you know, the violence and intimidation that goes with cocaine. A lot of our patients are in contact with, you know, with dealers, and sometimes it's younger people's parents that are picking up the pieces in terms of having to pay off drug debt. So really a miserable situation. You know, it's not just the physical effects, the social consequences as well are quite significant.
It sounds to me as though there's a lack of awareness around the serious health consequences in the first place when it comes to cocaine. You're talking about, you know, people in their 20s and 30s being treated for stroke. Do you think some sort of an information campaign might work, or are we just past that now?
No, definitely. I think it starts with funding. And, you know, in the UK, there was a Talk to Frank programme, which, you know, there's this idea that if, you know, just say no, campaigns don't work because people don't listen to them or don't pay any attention to them. But sophisticated programs do work. And really, but what's behind that is you're looking at different platforms, including social media platforms, and delivering something that is sophisticated in terms of its message. And, you know, a lot of the Talk to Frank stuff was very highly produced, you know, so it's almost like a short film. But these are the kinds of approaches that are effective, but also people who have been effective, maybe, you know, who want to talking out about those dangers, because, you know, you have to push back against the glamorization of cocaine. That's absolutely important, particularly now when our young people, in some cases, are being attracted to that lifestyle. And, you know, for decades, there's been glamorization of cocaine in the media. So it is important to push back against that. But as with all medical issues, it comes to the funding, you know.
I just see a message in front of me here, Colin, as we're talking. A listener says, I work in a city centre pub and I see 60 to 70 year old men doing cocaine in the toilets at the weekends. Now, if I hadn't spoken to you, I wouldn't have believed that.
Hmm. I suppose from a doctor's point of view, Claire, what you're sitting across from the person and you're kind of aghast at the possibility of, you know, sometimes these people have, family histories of cardiac disease, and you're asking them, have they been for a recent checkup? And they're saying no. So, you know, simple things like blood pressure, you know, is there a family history of heart disease? Are people getting chest pain on exertion? Are they getting short of breath? You know, simple interventions like that, from our point of view, are very helpful. But I would say to any of the listeners who, you know, who might be taking cocaine or in that age group, it is very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And dangerous, you know, cocaine's for everybody, but particularly that age group. Colin, we're going to leave it there, but thank you so much for taking our call this morning. Good to talk to you again. Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD, Colin O'Gara, who's also Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital. 51551 for your messages. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.